we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, benevolent viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Minchong Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the Netherlands considers developing eco-friendly saltwater power. In environmental news, Australians encourage their government to support clean energies. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 18th, the third annual Incredible Veggie Show is being held in London, England. It is sponsored by VIVA, Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, to promote the many benefits of a vegan diet for ourselves, our planet, and animal friends. Complimentary samples of delicious plant-based international cuisine are being offered. Over 100 booths are displaying all things vegan, from food to clothing. Cooking demonstrations and free nutritional advice are part of the day's festivities. Speakers scheduled include Ms. Heather Mills, who is developing her own line of vegan food products. Ms. Rose Elliott, one of Britain's most popular vegetarian cookbook authors. Dr. Jane Plant, eminent scientist and author, and many others. Sounds fantastic. We wish all the participants and attendees a wonderful day in sharing and experiencing the joys of the compassionate, earth-saving, health-enhancing diet. May 2009 be the year of the blessed vegan.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Central Olac or Vietnam. On March 29th, a severe windstorm and hail in the north-central provinces of Hatin and Nghệ An affected nearly 900 homes, with several hundred so heavily damaged that families were rendered homeless. Countless rice paddies and orchards were also ruined by the storm. On April 2nd, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 in emergency aid with love and conveyed her prayers and deep sympathy for the afflicted. This could purchase an equivalent of $238,000 in supplies as bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Olac. Covering their own transportation and related expenses, our association's relief team was able to bring basic necessities to 117 households in some of the most affected areas. Items included food such as rice, flour, biscuits, clothes, and medicine. Village leaders expressed gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai on behalf of their people.
Hôm nay chúng tôi rất vui mừng phấn khởi được nhà Thanh Hải đến động viên bằng vật chất và tinh thần và một số quà để giúp cho bà con giải quyết một số khó khăn. Thay mặt cho hai thôn xin cảm ơn và chúc sức khỏe ngài Thanh Hải. Xin cảm ơn.
Và như vậy là được sự hỗ trợ của ngài thì đối với những cái người mà thường xuyên rủi ro hoặc là bị thiên tai hoặc là trong cái cuộc sống mà được cái sự quan tâm của ngài thì chắc chắn là người dân người ta sẽ rất là tự hào, rất cảm ơn ngài.
Thay mặt nhân dân xin cảm ơn đến ngài Thanh Hải có một tấm lòng vàng là nghĩ đến bà con khi gặp hoạn nạn, xin cảm ơn và chúc ngài là khỏe mạnh.
We join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving assistance to the storm victims. We also thank our association's relief team for their dedicated efforts. Our prayers for the protection of the people of Olac and that extreme weather conditions like these will ease as we strive toward better stewardship of our shared planetary home.
Afghanistan struck by quakes. Two tremblers measuring 5.5 and 5.1 on the Richter scale jolted the Nangarhar province near the Pakistani border within 2 hours of each other. Hundreds of homes were destroyed across numerous villages, with at least 22 confirmed fatalities and dozens injured. President Hamid Karzai immediately asked local officials to provide emergency aid as quickly as possible, and U.S. soldiers stationed in Jalalabad also responded to requests for their help in the emergency relief efforts. On April 17th, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $15,000 if our association's relief team is able to go to offer comfort and help, saying that travel expenses could be reimbursed as needed. This amount could purchase supplies at an equivalent of $881,000 in the United States, based on the cost of living in Afghanistan. Our appreciation, Your Excellency, Afghan and U.S. personnel, and all others involved for your timely and caring aid. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's concern and assistance to the country's people. We send condolences to the loved ones who have suffered loss and pray for the victims' swift recovery of their day-to-day lives. May disasters such as these be minimized through humanity's greater benevolence toward the environment.
Lives lost in Kyrgyzstan landslide. A landslide that collapsed homes as it swept through a village in South Kyrgyzstan's Jalalabad province caused 16 people to lose their lives. Officials have confirmed that this local landslide was likely caused by a combination of heavy rains, melting snow, and regional overgrazing of livestock. Kyrgyzstan's Emergency Situations Ministry stated that rescuers and equipment have been sent to assist the victims. Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $10,000 in emergency assistance if our association's relief team is able to go. If not possible, then the aid could be delivered through a helping agency. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $224,000 in supplies if bought in the United States based on Kyrgyzstan's cost of living. Our sincere thanks, Government of Kyrgyzstan, for your quick and responsive help to those affected by the landslide. Our thankful relief as well for Supreme Master Ching Hai's immediately extended care. We join in sorrow for the loss of the 16 people as we pray that unfortunate events such as these are lessened with our gentler regard of all living beings in the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Greek ship release with crew. The Merchant Marine Ministry of Greece has confirmed that the Greek cargo ship Titan and its 24-member crew has been freed safely. The vessel, which had been detained in Somalia's Gulf of Aden since March 19th, is now back on course for her original destination. We are grateful to know of the restored freedom of the Titan and her 24 crew members, wishing them many joyful celebrations of life as we pray for the safety and well-being of all those traveling at sea.
Secondhand smoke harms animal companions. A study from Colorado State University in the United States has shown that a dog's risk of cancer increases based on the number of people who smoke in the home. The connection is very specific, with longer-nosed dogs being more susceptible to nasal and sinus cancer, while shorter-nosed dogs are more often diagnosed with cancer of the lungs. The effect of smoking on cats was confirmed by Tufts University School of Veterinary Medicine in Massachusetts, who found that felines are more likely to develop oral cancers, probably due to picking up the toxins during their fur grooming practices. Secondhand smoke also affects bird companions, making them susceptible to lung cancer and pneumonia. Scientists at Colorado State and Tufts University School of Veterinary Medicine, we sincerely appreciate this important information that highlights the effect of harmful habits on our loved ones. Let us all quicken our steps toward the complete elimination of damaging substances such as tobacco for the benefit of all Earth's inhabitants.
Smoking on the decline in California. Data from the U.S. state of California's Department of Public Health shows that since the California Tobacco Control Program was launched 20 years ago, smoking has dropped from 23% to 13%. The state was also the first to ban smoking on trains, planes, buses, public buildings, workplaces, restaurants, and bars. According to Kim Belsha, Health and Human Services Agency Secretary, some 1 million lives and $86 billion U.S. dollars in health care costs have been saved. In addition, with telephone calls to the state's free quit smoking helpline up by 25% over the previous year, adult smoking rates continue to decrease and the youth smoking rate of 14.6% is now among the lowest in the nation. We are delighted to hear of this wonderful health trend in California. Our accolades for your exemplary actions as we wish all societies in the world similar success in supporting the health and smoke-free vitality of their fellow citizens. Greek ship release with crew. The Merchant Marine Ministry of Greece has confirmed that the Greek cargo ship Titan and its 24-member crew has been freed safely. The vessel, which had been detained in Somalia's Gulf of Aden since March 19th, is now back on course for her original destination. We are grateful to know of the restored freedom of the Titan and her 24 crew members, wishing them many joyful celebrations of life as we pray for the safety and well-being of all those traveling at sea.
Secondhand smoke harms animal companions. A study from Colorado State University in the United States has shown that a dog's risk of cancer increases based on the number of people who smoke in the home. The connection is very specific, with longer-nosed dogs being more susceptible to nasal and sinus cancer, while shorter-nosed dogs are more often diagnosed with cancer of the lungs. The effect of smoking on cats was confirmed by Tufts University School of Veterinary Medicine in Massachusetts, who found that felines are more likely to develop oral cancers, probably due to picking up the toxins during their fur grooming practices. Secondhand smoke also affects bird companions, making them susceptible to lung cancer and pneumonia. Scientists at Colorado State and Tufts University School of Veterinary Medicine, we sincerely appreciate this important information that highlights the effect of harmful habits on our loved ones. Let us all quicken our steps toward the complete elimination of damaging substances such as tobacco for the benefit of all Earth's inhabitants.
Smoking on the decline in California. Data from the U.S. State of California's Department of Public Health shows that since the California Tobacco Control Program was launched 20 years ago, smoking has dropped from 23% to 13%. The state was also the first to ban smoking on trains, planes, buses, public buildings, workplaces, restaurants, and bars. According to Kim Belsha, Health and Human Services Agency Secretary, some 1 million lives and $86 billion U.S. dollars in health care costs have been saved. In addition, with telephone calls to the state's free quit smoking helpline up by 25% over the previous year, adult smoking rates continue to decrease and the youth smoking rate of 14.6% is now among the lowest in the nation. We are delighted to hear of this wonderful health trend in California. Our accolades for your exemplary actions as we wish all societies in the world similar success in supporting the health and smoke-free vitality of their fellow citizens.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer. Save our planet. Top climate scientist Dr. James Hansen speaks of our planetary emergency. Presenting the 2009 Walter Orr Roberts Distinguished Lecture during the Conference on World Affairs held at the University of Colorado, USA, Dr. James Hansen, respected climatologist and director of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, spoke of the urgency of addressing climate change.
Regarding the current state of atmospheric greenhouse gases, he noted, "We have already passed into the dangerous zone." Dr. Hansen went on to say that if such gas emissions are not reduced immediately, we would be sending the planet toward an ice-free state. We would be creating a very different planet and chaos for our children.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television on March 19th, Dr. Hansen offered two key preventative actions.
On a personal basis, perhaps the most important thing you can do is change your diet to a more vegetarian diet, because that is a major contributor to not only carbon dioxide, but also methane and other greenhouse gases. And you also have to put pressure on the politicians to address the coal issue. If we could do those two things, then the planet would be on a much safer grounds.
Our grateful thanks, Dr. Hansen, and all brave scientists who are sounding the alarm about our need to act now in caring for the fragile environment. Let us heed your call towards swift actions to protect our only earthly home.
In July 2008, the video conference entitled Climate Change International Conference was held in West Hollywood, California, USA, with experts on health, science, and the media. Highlighting the endangered situation of our planet, Supreme Master Qinghai called on all people to turn to the most urgently needed solution of the animal-free diet.
So I have only one solution, that is being vegetarian, and the sooner the better. And then everything else, we will have time to take care. We will have time to develop different technology. We will have time to invent new cars. We will have time to tackle many other things that right now is not that urgent as the planetary warming, because truly it might destroy the whole planet. And we will all go. And this is still a very beautiful planet. It's still repairable. So just one request, vegetarian diet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. Birds threatened by heat stress. In Australia, thousands of wild parakeets were found perished earlier this year from what appeared to be heat stress and exhaustion. More recently, many birds in Indian cities such as Surat in Gujarat state have been found to be fainting from dehydration due to high temperatures. According to Indian environmental organizations such as Preyas and Nature Club, the birds are having difficulty finding drinking water, with at least 30 being rescued daily from heat-induced dehydration. Preyas is encouraging citizens to put a bowl of water outside their residence for the birds. Our heartfelt thanks, Preyas, Nature Club, and all those who are assisting avian co-inhabitants in coping with extreme conditions of climate change. Blessed be all efforts to restore the lives of our feathered friends and other beings on our planet.
Save our planet. Sustainable seaweed houses on the Isle of Læsøe, Denmark. This island was once famous for its salt production, with kilns that were powered by regional vegetation and trees. As these resources dwindled, huge sandstorms became prevalent and eventually buried several island communities. Salt production was banned, and the remaining citizens then resolved to build their homes with the available seaweed and driftwood. Although even these found materials are no longer abundant, their salt-laden properties have allowed the buildings to stand virtually unchanged since the 1600s when they were built. What a marvel, melding humanity's creations with nature's resources. May we be reminded by this illustrative example of the need to conserve resources and live in harmony with our surroundings.
Save our planet. Press expands coverage on the environment. The English language television network CNN International has scheduled a special report on environmental topics for Earth Day on April 22nd, entitled Going Green. The program will bring live coverage of Earth Day events from around the world. The network also has environmental specials planned in July and October, as well as in-depth coverage of the Copenhagen Climate Conference in December. In related news, the United Kingdom's Guardian Unlimited Daily News is launching a new website with the latest on green issues. Located online at environment.guardian.co.uk, the website includes articles related to climate change, eco-transportation, ethical shopping, and sustainable energy. Our green salute, CNN and Guardian Unlimited, for your focus on these important eco matters of our time. Wishing your audiences abundant benefit in inspired actions of care and consideration for the environment.
Save our planet. The Department for Transport in the United Kingdom is now allowing local councils to adopt green wave systems for traffic lights, enabling motorists to save on fuel as well as CO2 emissions.
Save our planet. In celebration of this year's Earth Day, Disney Nature will plant a tree for each person who attends its premiere film, Earth, an animated documentary that accompanies three animal families on their journey across our planet.
Hello, it's me, Croaky, the vegan frog. I'd like to share a tip with you on staying healthy. The many positive effects of drinking green and black tea have been long been known. These include lowering cholesterol, reducing incidence of certain types of cancer, and lessening arthritic pain. In addition, a 2009 study from the University of California, Los Angeles in the USA found that drinking at least 3 cups of green or black tea a day can reduce the risk of a stroke by over 20%. Enjoy this wonderful beverage. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather around our gorgeous globe.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Formosa or Taiwan. Our association members in Taipei, Formosa or Taiwan were very honored by the gracious visit of the 12th President of the Philippines, Mr. Fidel Valdez Ramos, to their center. His Excellency, who was a recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Qinghai in 2007, generously participated in Act Now for a More Peaceful and Safer World discussion. This symposium, which Supreme Master Qinghai attended by video conference, was broadcast live and later rebroadcast on Supreme Master Television. At the event, Mr. Ramos presented Supreme Master Qinghai with several books. They include Bulletin of Fidel Valdez Ramos, FVR, Sermons, Volume 1, Raising the National Spirit, Volumes 2 and 3, and Unity, Solidarity, Teamwork. These works are collections of selected articles from His Excellency's Sunday column in the Manila Bulletin, which began regularly in 2005. They share his knowledge of current events and describe his beliefs on subjects such as democracy, people empowerment, environmental sustainability, and living in dignity. In addition, His Excellency kindly offered Simply Ming, the life story of First Lady of Amelita Ming Martinez Ramos, written by Melandru T. Velasco, with a foreword by His Excellency. It shares the experience of the 12th Philippine Presidency through the perspective of the devoted First Lady, Miss Amelita Ming Martinez Ramos. Our deep gratitude, Your Excellency, for all your contributions to the world and for your ongoing endeavors to foster a viable world of peace. May the dream of a planet filled with love and kindness prevail.
In sustainable energy news, the Netherlands considers investing in eco-friendly saltwater power. The Afsluitdijk, a 75-year-old causeway, could become the top place globally for using reverse electrodialysis which stores the energy created when fresh water mixes with seawater. This sustainable power source can be used to generate electricity. It has been found to be 30 to 40% more effective than burning coal. It is envisioned that through this method, electricity can be produced for a large section of the homes in the northern region of the nation. Best of luck, the Netherlands, on your earth-caring plans. We pray that green project and plant-based food become the norm in every corner of the globe. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Australian citizens rank climate change as the number one priority. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more valuable news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a revitalizing world. In environmental news, a study shows Australians are very concerned about climate change. The Climate Institute conducted a survey which showed that most Australians feel it is crucial for the government to support eco-friendly projects for the environment and economy. Chief Executive Officer of the Climate Institute, Mr. John Connor, stated, "People really understand that now is an important time to invest both in the emerging markets in terms of energy efficiency, clean buildings, clean energy. But these, of course, are going to be the big markets of the 21st century." Our thanks, Mr. John Connor and the Climate Institute, for underlining the priorities of the Australian people. May all leaders take life-saving actions to guide citizens to a sustainable planet.
Let's now enjoy a joke entitled, Cold Outside, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Wife said to the husband, "John, please close the window. It's so cold outside." John said, "Well, if I close the window, will it be warmer outside?"
And now for our viewers' heartline. Many viewers responded to our presentation, an interview with John Carmody, founder of Ireland's Animal Rights Action Network, shown on Supreme Master Television's Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants.
John Carmody, this is an extraordinary interview. I haven't seen the connection before. Between the animal rights and being vegetarian, I will certainly get more information on that. Keep up the work. Give animals a voice. Claudia from Ireland.
So proud of John. So proud of ARAN, or Animal Rights Action Network. And thankful for all they do for animals worldwide. Cornwall Voice for Animals, United Kingdom.
Fantastic interview. Congratulations to John and Aaron for your ongoing efforts for animal rights in Ireland and throughout the world. Continued success with your honourable work. Kathleen from Ireland.
Great interview by a genuine and compassionate guy. Ring Waxy from the United Kingdom.
Thanks to everyone for all your kind words, and of course, more so, thanks to Supreme Master Television for all their amazing efforts to help spread the good news about vegetarianism and veganism. Well done, Animal Rights Action Network.
Smart viewers, our sincere gratitude to John Carmody, vegan founder of Ireland's Animal Rights Action Network. God bless all your devoted work for our amazing animal friends, and many thanks to our compassionate viewers for your supportive and kind comments. Together, let's make this earth into a vegan paradise with all our hope and love.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News. If you have constructive stories from your part of the world, you can send them along with any other comments to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
May you be blessed with abundant happiness and harmony. So long until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Simon Bolivar Youth Orchestra, originally created to assist less fortunate young Venezuelans, received audience acclaim on its first ever performance at London's Festival Hall in the United Kingdom.
U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East George Mitchell consults with Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika and Foreign Minister Mourad Medelsi on matters of bringing peace to the Middle East.
With a statewide ban effective in 2012, more and more restaurants across California, USA, are voluntarily removing foie gras from their menus after learning of the animal cruelty involved in producing it.
Libya initiates an anti-drug campaign intended to reach 250,000 students in deterring the use of narcotics and other harmful illegal substances.
American company Earth Water Works partners with Yemen to bring the technology of producing water from air to several Yemeni regions where very little rainfall occurs annually.
Parliamentarians from the Arab world gather to discuss the progress of Education for All, an initiative whose goal is to provide improved primary education and boost literacy rates across Arab states.
The Chinese government allocates $500 million for opium poppy farmers in Myanmar and Laos to plant substitute crops such as corn and yams, as well as funds for detoxification and rehabilitation centers.
Visiting Czech President Václav Klaus meets with Tunisian President Zain El Abidine Ben Ali to speak of regional issues and further their country's relations.
The UN Children's Fund announces that female circumcision has been stopped in 10 western Niger villages, with local leaders encouraging neighboring communities to cease the practice as well.
Turkish President Abdullah Gül joins leaders such as U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in calling for disarmament and diplomacy in the Middle East.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.